6 little lumps of fur snuggled together in a purring pile of cuteness. They're about 3 weeks old, which is double the age they were when someone put them in a cardboard box and dumped them on the side of the road between Craig and Klawock on Prince of Wales Island.
And luckily, some children walking home from school heard them crying in their box.
Heather Minch is with the Ketchikan Humane Society. She says they have a volunteer on Prince of Wales who sent the litter over to this island, and Minch started round-the-clock kitten care. But she hasn't had to do it alone. Henry has lent a helping paw. Henry is a young cat who also was rescued by the Humane Society. He has a neurological disorder that makes him a little unsteady when he walks. He has a hard time jumping and has some endearing quirks. Henry also has a strong maternal, or I guess paternal, instinct that kicked in when Minch brought the kittens home.
It's really kind of cute, and he gets in there, and the first thing he does is start compulsively licking one, and he'll spend hours in there licking them over repeatedly, and I think, oh my gosh, they're not going to have any fur left, but he's really good at cleaning them up, and I shouldn't complain because it makes it so I don't have to do it.
And doesn't that also help with their circulation and all that sort of stuff?
And then the cat nurturing, you know, it's increasing their chances of surviving that he's looking after them.
And Henry is pretty serious about this new project.
So yesterday when I took them to work with me, he was very upset because someone had stole his babies for the day. And then when they came home, you know, he was like, get them out of the carrying case. I mean, he was just like, put my babies back.
Minch had to take the kittens to work, though, because while Henry can do a lot, he can't feed them. Henry's help may well make all the difference for this litter of kittens, but Minch said it's still too soon to celebrate.
You know, there's diseases out there. They're too young to be vaccinated. They could be full of parasites. They can't be dewormed yet. You know, there's upper respiratory infection. They could have something that we don't even know about because they're so tiny.
Minch says there are so many better options for pet owners whose pets present them with unwanted litters. The best option is to avoid the litter in the first place, and the Humane Society offers a low-cost spay and neuter service. But if someone is overwhelmed by a litter,
take them to the animal protection. I mean, they don't charge anything for people that live in the Gateway Borough, or drop them off at one of the veterinary clinics, or take them to another rescue. You know, just don't find that appropriate to abandon like that.
These 6 kittens were lucky to have been found, lucky to have ended up with caring people, and lucky to have Henry. Hopefully their luck will continue and they'll end up surviving and placed in loving homes after they've been spayed and neutered. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.